Temin Kofiyor. Temin Kofiyor ve Temin Tadidal. Şuna kadar Torah Hakan'ın ne göre yapılacağım. In Temin Kofiyor Sefalet da Mechaba Hanu Zadin Av Havineinu. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Lechatchila brings down in Sifkot Nala Zimreya Shazman Tchila Yeheret Mispal Arukam Mutter Lechatchila Mutter Lechatchila Mispal Avinim Vahani Bimai Sachama. He says that Lechatchila won't get down in Havineinu. If you see that he doesn't have enough time, 2 minutes before Shkia, he doesn't have time to damage Menesra, it's not a problem to damage Havineinu. However, I can't speak for everybody. I don't think I've ever seen anybody daven Havineinu. And it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan also didn't ever Me'oilam, I think it says the Russian means Me'oilam le'shamanu me'oilam mishispal Havineinu. Now, the reason is, he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says this Tam, and Kol Olachor in the Bi'ar Alocha also, the first Bi'ar Alocha, is that Havineinu is one of the reasons why a person must daven Havineinu is if he's scared that he's going to be toward in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he's not going to open the Havineinu. Maybe we give him a shortened version. So you know, from Shulchan and Mishaburah, that we unfortunately are not Mechavim, even when we, on a regular basis, even when we don't have tears. So the Mela, for every time that we have tears, we're going to be Mishaburah Havineinu, we're never going to be Mishaburah Shemoneh Esrei. However, that only helps for a tear of the reason of Mishaburah Havineinu Machas Tirdu, but that's the reason of the Mishaburah that says that we have only 2 minutes to Shkia left. If you daven Havineinu, for that reason you should be able to daven Havineinu. The Aruch HaShulchan, he has no problem with that. The Aruch HaShulchan says that as long as you start Shemoneh Esrei in the Zman HaTefila, you're good to go. You have 15 seconds till the end of the Zman HaTefila. As long as you start it, you're good to go. We go back to the Aruch HaShulchan. However, from the Mishnah Berurah, Mukhanat HaMai, Mishnah Berurah says over here, more Mefurash and Peites, that if the Zman HaTefila is there, then the Chayyur is supposed to say Havineinu. Why? What can you start?
What's that?
One can be better than the other one? We see that Havineinu is really Shabbat Chag Bethan because we see that if you have a choice of Shemoneh Esrei Miyushin or Havineinu Mu'umer, it's better than that of Shemoneh Esrei Miyushin than that of Havineinu Mu'umer. So, Be'etem Havineinu is second class for Shemoneh Esrei. He's our own.
In Rabbi
Shalom, he
says, make sure you finish
Minchah by Shkiyah. Yeah, so I was thinking that Kenzine, the reason is that Lamaisa, if it's Shachar, so the halacha is if you need Daven by Da'al Shari, the halacha is Yomachoy for Daven to Chatzay. Even if it's amazing, the Shagi, Bo'inis, whatever it is, Yomachoy for Daven to Da'al Shari. And Pashas is not saying, not going to Daven on you, Daven in Shemoneh Esrei. If that's the case, if you only have 5 minutes to Mount Tevila, so since the din is that you have to Daven Shemoneh Esrei afterwards, so you still have a certain amount of leeway with your Shemoneh Esrei. Even though the Chathchila you should be finishing before Daven Shari, since the din is to finish afterwards. Same thing by Shkia, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'evin you can be samech the Daven Shkia until Reva Shal Esrei Tevin Yechavim, even after Shkia. You daven Mincha even after Shkia. And by Marav, it's not so common that a person should be davening Marav 3 minutes before Alitza Shachar. So b'meila Kemzan is just pashut simply that people are samech on the fact that you can daven after the Zman also, so even if you have 2 or 3 minutes.
3 minutes before
Hatzai. 3 minutes before Hatzai? It could be that such a thing is. That's already much less common. And, Bechlal, you should be Maitav over here that you can't do it in the Maitav Gisham. You can't daven this happening, you can't daven this Gisham. You can't daven Havineinu. Matzah Shabbos, also, Pashkin, you're not supposed to daven Havineinu. There are those that are Maitav also on a time of Sivan, they have to say Aneinu, and on Tisha B'Av, they have to say Nachim, and Aseret Mei Tshuva. They want to sign it also, but those that say that since you have to say Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, and that you can't say. Really, sign it all these times. There are those that say, yeah, there, it's 4 times from. But really, you already have most of the year you can't do Havineinu, and plus, how common is it that he has only 2 minutes left from the end of the last month for Einu Mitzavar, and those that are saying, Melech HaKadosh, and say, once you start the Tefila, you're good to go. Really, it's not so common to daven Havineinu, and definitely not the Minhag. Siv Bey talks about Poyanim. Poyanim Shaykhim Lachit of Al-Bayat, what's the din to daven? So the Machaber says at the end, Va'inna in derech v'hakul b'kach, u'mistama adai t'dach m'askir n'isam, she's following the kind. The stump of the milta is when you hire a worker that he's allowed to daven shabbos. He's allowed to daven shabbos. Now yesh la'ayin, if a person hires somebody, al dasa they shouldn't daven. You could daven on your own time. I'm hiring you to work from 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I just heard such a story recently. 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock. This is what you daven. That's on your own time. That's not on my time. Does he have the right to do that? Is it only a stump of the milta and he's masking the hedge or he's good? Or that's what the minig is nowadays. But Sadaq HaShulchan, I didn't see in the Hedya, this Shaila, but Sadaq HaShulchan, Tainas, he says, what if your masna that he could only daven Havinim? Not that he daven Shemim, not that he's not going to daven Mechal. I'm masna that the Balabas is masna with his Koyim, you can only work with me, I'm only going to pay you whatever, you're only hired. If you're going to daven Havinim, he said Shemim, we'll save 5 minutes every day. Does he have the right? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kenirah, near the last call community lafkuim it's filasi negaminim. You can't be mafkihim, it's filasi negaminim. If you can't go from Shmeina Esri to Havineinu, you don't have right to be masna. The Chur, you don't have right to be masna. Kol Shekin, you don't have right to be masna to stay, you don't have right to daven at all. Yesh la'ayin. Siv Gimel is tefillah katar, b'mokam ha'olif, b'mokam yidud yechai v'listim. Also, I haven't really heard many people say this such a tefillah. The Chur, the reason is because it's not so much that a person should be traveling the entire time of Man Tvila through a Makam Gedudei Chayiv Listen, then he doesn't have any privilege to daven at all. If he's Eitim Tzachat Tzibah B'chal, he's Pasad. There are hints that a person should be busy the entire time. He's Eitim Tzachat Tzibah B'chal, he's Pasad, Nefesh. Whatever the situation is, he has to be a privilege that there he should go the entire time without a Tariq Man Tvila, without having any privilege to daven. However, that he should be in a Makam Gedudei Chayiv Listen, and that we're going to make him make a Tvila of a Makam Neshmeina Esrei, that lechor is not so matzui, that he should be an entire zman from 6 o'clock till 12 o'clock in the zman machum do the chayav listim. Remember, as long as the person is going to daven Shmeina Esrei, then he doesn't have to daven his tefillah. It's only the machum the Shmeina Esrei that he's davening such a tefillah. Shouldn't go, the lashon of Rishonim is, he shouldn't go through his zman tefillah without davening the chol. Remember, let's say this. Okay, tefillah tadarek. These start getting to more common and interesting halachas. Hayetu l'adarek. Hayetu l'adarek mitzvah yiratum ofanech ha'shem lekinu ati yivetenu shtei vechinu l'sholim. Says Mishnah Brura, a person shouldn't say to his friend leif b'sholim and leif l'sholim. V'atam an yisari brachas be'in yakav v'aklizim ha'ashol. The reason that it's brought down over there, that person shouldn't say leif b'sholim, is because that's mashma that the halicha will be b'sholim. But where he ends up at the end of the day, it's not going to be b'sholim or cholim tzan. The middle is better to say leif l'sholim, that even where he goes, he's going to end up with sholim. I saw an interesting thing that the Piskei Tshuva brings down. He says it's nothing also to be makbid in this when you're saying in a different language also, even if you're saying in English. In that case, the person should be careful not to say go in peace. Go in peace is mashma, this the going is in peace, but rachman tzan after he gets there might not be. It's good on where we find the double out of the Shalom, and they look the Bisholim, and he ended up hanging himself. The Chulu. The interesting halacha of the Chulu come out from that. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'tar, the Moen Mechabim, V'tar Chalim of Lashem Rabim, and whoever says Mishnah Berurah, V'di'evet, Yatsa Afilum Amar Kol HaNusim Lashem Yochid. V'di'evet, if he says the Nusim Afil Chadarach of Lashem Yochid, you get it. I was wondering, what's the din if you're trying to be mighty somebody else? And you say a blushing yachid. Can you be mighty to the other person blushing yachid also? Generally, all the brachas and all the different tefillahs that we have are all blushing rabbi. Or b'chol asnada, baruch hashem ginam alchon, shakal yivin dvarim. It's not rabbi yachid. It's not specifically kosher to one person. Or to rabbi. What's the din? Can a person be mighty to somebody else to blushing yachid? B'diyevin. Can be mighty to somebody else or not? Oh. So b'chlav is the shayla whether or not you could be. I didn't find a pshitus to the shayla, but the etzem shayla whether or not you can make somebody else feel there, that itself is a nidin. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Siman Nun Tes, there's three things that a person is supposed to daven by himself and not supposed to be eating somebody else. Shmein Esrei, Kriya Shma, and Berach Hamazon. Berach Hamazon, because it says b'chal tov esavot over us, because the person that ate should bench. Kriya Shma, sabot ha'ol shemayim, every person is supposed to be kavam ha'ol shemayim. And tefillah is rachem to Yerushalmi. Tefillah is rachem inenu, and every person has to be mevakesh rachem la'atzmo. Mishnah Berurah brings this down, Nun Tes, Tefkan Tes Vav. דאף דמי דיני יוכל לחב מטת בברך ולשף, אפילו הבוקי, ודאף בתבילה אם ישף מייצים את הבוקי, משום דרך מיינינו, בתורך הולך לבק ישף מיום על עצמי. והלוך את זה חפקילה, פרטן תפוס לבי, מבק שרח מיום על עצמי, למי לפתיל כדאף את מסיד לבקו של תרח מיום, לכל each person should דאף מה אם תוך, if he could, if he knows the תבילה, he should דאף מה אם תוך. Supposedly you can call up, phone number, or they have these keychains, you press the thing, and they say the tefillah is derech with you, so you can say it alone, just see if you don't know the house. However, if you don't have the tefillah for derech, and you don't have the phone number, and you want somebody else to be maitzi you, what's the halacha? Can he be maitzi you or not? So the consensus of most places is that he could be. L'chur, you could say that it's totally in what we said last week, in the Machlokes last week, is tefillah for derech considered a bakash as rachamim, or is it like a bracha, like a birch zanen? If it's a bakosh or the bakosh of Rachel Mim Sarah Khanami, then it's a shayla. However, it's a gibir zanen, it's still to shoot the gibir zanen is to vote. In a chanam, there should be no problem to be mighty. The sense of the price means that he could be mighty, even though maybe like a tila, a person should stay by himself. The shayla only comes up, that I saw brought down from the Ishla of Rami, the church, I didn't find it inside, or I saw it inside the Shem Shlomo Zalman, with the Shlomo, he clears, if it has the din of a regular bracha, then Apo Pishi Yotta mighty. Let's say a person says Vilta Derech already. Can he be mighty somebody else that didn't say Vilta Derech? You said Vilta Derech, and the guy asked him about the dog, can you say Vilta Derech? So, can you be mighty or not? He clears it, and I think he writes Barachim, Tarach Bir, whether or not you tap the could. Mamelo, give him the phone number of the...
What
well, you could say it also, you could say it word for word, and we'll say it after. It's not the biggest deal, but
there.
To be making somebody else, to make yourself, yeah. To make somebody else, I don't know, I didn't find anything. We never have such a hate as him, so that you're saying it's real or a brach and a lashon yachid. Shalei yasani boi. And regular brach. So it should be... This is number one, because this is going to chathil of lashon rabbin. But her, if the avenue raises this, then it should be no word. All these, within all these brachas,
lashon rabbin.
Yeah, but you think of Lush and Rabin. What happens if you say of Lush and Yachid? Yeah, for sure. That's how they do it on the mirror bus every morning. The guy gets up and says, Vilta Derech. That's how they do it on the
mirror
bus. People don't. Not that I know. Yeah? How's this? Not on the mirror bus. Yeah, it is. The. When you get to this nekuda of being the kachas rachamim, so I saw about that b'shem the Yishei Yisrael brings down the Arab b'shem Rabbi Yashiv that if a person has to travel on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, then he should not stay still tadeh. Because the kachas rachamim you don't do on Shabbos. However, the Yishei Yisrael himself in the halacha he passes that Yitzhak should say, he brings down from Kama Paisim that say that you should say, and one of the reasons why you have to say kachas rachamim on Shabbos is because you could always say it tomorrow. So why say it now? You can say it tomorrow. Feel so there, it's not that way. If you're traveling now and you're not traveling tomorrow, then you have to say it now and not tomorrow. Maybe he passes the taka that you should say. I just had this actually with myself. I was in the ambulance on Shabbos, last Shabbos, and we can ask him. And now we swore and said it, but then I hear that there's dozens to say not that way. Look for Bakosha Trachamim, sometimes it's not good to say it. However, he taka passes, he should tell taka passes to say
it.
Good question. According to the Ramban, there's a chiv that rises of tefila when a person needs rachamim at that time. Yesh lying, mechur ken zayin mechiv mechuyiv midaraisa. That could be. That's interesting, Shabbat. Ken zayin mechuyiv midaraisa. I think they bring down from the Bit Gerov. You don't use very often. You find them saying the Shavuot to use Hashem. So not the same shot. I don't know what the Mishnah Pinkus says that since. Since he always heard people to, hear people to tell it, and something else. When he gets to people, he always hear people to tell it, some people say because he was always nervous that he wasn't a kind of mitzvah or something. He wasn't, had nerve in it. But, he heard other people's, people used to come to him, he said, I'm Lazar, he said, help people out. He really used to say, the Shavuot, Kimi Hashem, and Yechim Adaraita, Tadam. Okay. The Mr. Brewer continues, he says a bunch of interesting halachas with regard to going on the way. Oy mashma bi gemara, the mahalach b'derech, tzorach laharev atmei maas, ki atzviya kosha ozna me'ayim, tzviya kosha ozna me'ayim, tzviya kosha ozna me'ayim, person shouldn't eat his full, don't take a hoagie sandwich with you on the trip. However, if you look at the Machzor Shekel, he's Madaik, he says it's mashma dafka when you're traveling by foot. However, if you're hiking, you're hiking through the Appalachian Mountains, you're hiking through Nachal Yehudia, go easy. However, if you're on a Svini, you want the time to win a pass, this Indian, and hurry by a carriage also, or if you're in a car, or a boat, or a plane, or a bus, all these things, hurry win a pass. Kenzain, that's what works. Same Machon to a certain extent also. The next one, Lachi Yizor, Kolam Shilei Pass, if you're the Hoyle Machin a lot of times the person doesn't have pass. It's very, very uncommon nowadays that a person should be able to be, even if he's stuck somewhere, there's stores all over, and there's ways to get pass all over. The male people aren't using the market with this. The same thing with the next halacha. It's also very uncommon that a person should be stuck. It's so common traveling with my cars and going back and forth that it's no different kilo than if you left your tefillin in your dira when you're a buffer. It's a 5-minute walk, it's a 10-minute drive. It's common, a lot of people aren't really macking on it.
New York,
if a person goes to Haifa for a chasam, it's when coming back that day. It could very well happen that he misses the bus, he misses the last bus, he misses his ride, whatever it is. That's not something like that. The person was supposed to give me a ride back, he just left the mountain. So, Baruch Hashem responded at that time. But it could very well happen that, the guy's half an hour and he realizes he forgot the person he's supposed to take home. If you're only 20 minutes from your house, half an hour, whatever it is, you're in Bnei Brak, you have to get through Shalayim. But if you're in Haifa, you're in a little bit of trouble. You should really take your talk to and put off the shulchan. He adds on, Agav, he says you should also take a scissor, you should take a safer lomoid way. Always get that when you're on your way. Even though Volvo used to have signs and say people going on a bus. Every time you say people on a bus with a safer, he says it's beautiful that he's taking a safer onto the bus. But he can't sit for 5 minutes and think about something like that. He can look into the safer. Can't concentrate for 5 minutes on himself. Think about himself. It's me, this is that. I was wrong. We'll think about the community that I had this morning. If the mimfateach, the machshava, that you shouldn't be able to learn, it shouldn't be that only when the safer is open, then we learn. As soon as we close the safer, 1:13, bang, that's it. We open it up after again at 3:30, and we start again, close down our class, and then we finish. Train yourself to think and learning. And then a lot of situations that a person does not have a safer with him. And be better off if he knew what he's doing. With regard to standing, the halacha is you're supposed to stand still if you could. Stand up also if you could. When you think to a derech, if you're on an animal, you should have the animal stand still. Because he says, if you don't, she'im yirka v'arikum mahalach. If the animal is driving, is walking, now yesh lion, what's the story if you're on a bus? You're on a bus, and the bus is traveling, is there an Indian to stand up and think feel for there? Her, you have the same rakab to mahalach dami, whether you're sitting or whether you're standing. Is there be'etim an Indian to stand up and think feel for there? Or it's just that you're supposed to say, oh, it's stationary. So it's the same, but if you're going to be sitting, if you're going to be standing up and the bus is going to be moving, you're going to be on a plane, the plane is going to be moving, is there any Indian? The Orchid Shulchan says that if you're in a karun, you're in some sort of carriage, and you have the achilas to stand up, and standing is brought down b'shem b'chazanish, and ma'itzish, you should stand up if you could. Mamelech, you're on a plane, you're on a bus, or whatever it is, the thing's also there. It's better to stand up if you could.
Isn't that
something that Shmuel Nesrin. Tefillah is a little bit different. Tefillah is that it has to be done with the karbonis. Lama in the shoy. It's supposed to stand up. It's a din of tefillah. It's a din of tzadichet. You mean the Hashem next prayer. A regular din of tefillah, there is no din of asher yofta. Even if you have to stand up, things like that. If you're in a asher yofta, Hashem. Okay. If you're in a car, if you're in a bus, you have to stand up.
So the lesson tomorrow, it might be different.
There's always a shadow. What does Gemara mean when it says movement? Does movement mean stationary? Does movement mean standing? Most of the time in Matmashma that it is means standing, stationary. Stationary, not standing up as opposed to sitting. Ayin be Rebbeinu Yoyim. See what the Kabbalah is. If a person is going on a trip for a number of days, the halacha is, in Sif Hay, you're supposed to say, Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, that if you're going on a trip for a few days, you should say every single day. Once a day. Even if you get up before the Shachar, best thing you can say. If you can wait till the daytime, maybe it's a little bit better. However, each day a person has a fee. That's only if he stops to sleep at night. But if he didn't stop to sleep at night, if he stopped in a hotel just to rest himself for a few hours, and then he's going to continue on. The halacha is, says Mishnah Berurah, you say tefillah for the next morning without the shame. However, let's say you're traveling the entire time. You need to go to any, you're on Amtrak, traveling from New York to Los Angeles. And they have these cars that have the bed and everything. You're on a yacht and you're going to Alaska for a 2-week trip. They have beds and everything. So you're sleeping, your mamash have a hefchadah. However, the entire time, your boat or your train is traveling. Is that considered a needed in the chabura that was brought up last week? What's the halacha over there? So Shem Zalman says in such a case that you should say the bracha, since you're traveling the entire time, you should say the next morning without a bracha. And that's really what the Shari Tshuva says in the Furish. The first day you say with a chasima, and the following day you say without a chasima. Any time that you're supposed to say Shalom Zedero without a chasima, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I heard this from Rav Berkowitz also, you should say it in Shemoneh Esrei by Shemoneh Tefillah. That way you could be cradled with a bracha. You're not saying a bracha ahead here for the Shalom Zedero, but you're getting the mile of a bracha. This is only because you have a topic whether or not you should be saying Shalom Zedero. However, when you're vade saying Shalom Zedero, you're going today, traveling to whatever it is, down south, somewhere there's no issue. Haifa, it's also Shalom. Down south, going to Mitzpeh Ramon. Ofakim. Going to Ofakim. So there for sure you have to say Shalom Zedero. You should not say Shalom Zedero in Shemir Filah or Shemir Esay because you're not supposed to say it until you're Masuk Bader. It's only in a case where you have a stuff of whether or not you should be saying Shalom Zedero, then you could be Koyle in Shemir Filah. Mamela, on a regular trip, you sleep over every night, somewhere, the next morning, you say Shalom Zedero. If you don't sleep over, you continue your entire, your 4 Balkan travels from New York to Los Angeles, and just switching off, and guys are sleeping, and other times, other guys are driving, and the kid drives 6 hours, and gets to come back to 6 hours. There's no Indian to say Shalom Zedero, I mean, you don't have to say Shalom Zedero with a bracha every day, but you should kedai to say it without a bracha, without a chasima. You want to play? Clean that goes overnight. You have to say it the next morning. Chari would have the same shalom. So it would be the same shalom. However, they say that the Laila Zin Chachariyin, as you're traveling and you go through Shia in the Hanami, you would not have to say, no Sadi, you have to say, no Chil Sadar. What's that? No. But if you say without a Chachim, at the beginning, you say with Shem Hashem. You're talking about Hashem, and you can say Hashem, Shem Hashem. That's the Bakasha. The whole Shaila is, always say Bakasha. Anytime you say Bakasha. Only Shaila is when it's time to say a bracha. You say a bracha, Hashem Hashem, then you get the Shaila of the bracha of the Vatala, it's better to say without the bracha. Which is really be 8 kilometers, we'll see. You tell me. No, if you sleep overnight, you continue the next morning. Sleep in a hotel at night, you continue the next morning, you stay with Hashem Hashem. Bracha for Hashem Hashem. Not a muffin, good a muffin. If you're sleeping, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman said talks about such a case on the Tuesday hike, and you're sleeping underneath the stars. I think he says that you would say it the next morning. Also, in Alicha Shlomo, Parakel Chafal Afiyam Tzil Tader. The Chatzila one should be masnech as we see in Tzivav. One should be masnech Tzil Tader to another bracha. If it can be masnech to a bracha Tasha Yotar, so. Mr. Bruce says, "Masmuchet a bracha. Eat something in masmuchet a bracha. So the fact that it says Masmachet Abrach Achrein is mashma that you cannot be Masmachet Abrach Rishenu. Can't make a mezainus, take a bite, and then take Tzilch Adaret. The Chacham Sofer seems to understand that the reason is, if you read Chacham Sofer on the Simen, he says that it's mashma that to be Masmachet Abrach Areach is not Lamaisa, because you'd be Masmachet in between with the Harachon. You Masmachet by means Meriach, and in between make the Reach to the Simen, then you smell, and then you're going to be, then you take Tzilch Adaret. So you Masmachet, Masmachet in between. However, Mishnah Berurah himself says in Reish Tes that it's not, it would not be considered a hefket. Al brachos muslachaver tells me to take a bite and then say the next bracha. That's not considered a hefket. The reason is that you shouldn't be masked with the bracha rishena, says Mishnah Berurah in Siman Zayin, because the bracha rishena is not considered a bracha, like menegeh, to be, one should not be masked with a bracha smucha to a bracha kitzara. A bracha rishena is considered a bracha kitzara, mashagin a bracha achareno, ala mishnah, even brain of fashis, ki yendo baruch yeromen. To say, would also have such a din of bracha ruko, be masmich another bracha to that bracha. If you don't have anything, if the best thing is to do a bracha achreina if you could. If you don't have a bracha achreina, says Hashem Zalmi, you could even do a bracha rishena, take a little bite, and do a bracha rishena. If you don't even have that, from the left you have your gum, you're not going to make a bracha achreina. Or you have a cane, you're not going to make a bracha achreina. You could take a, make up a shackle, take a little lick from the candy, take two of the derech, and then eat the rest of the candy. You don't have that, not if it is, then you take over there even without being masmachet to another bracha. Now what's the amount of time that a person has to travel to be able to say Tfil Chaderech, that's in Siv Zayin? That's if a person is going a parakah. We'll see if Mishnah Berurah is doing that this din of parakah is not a din of the amount of time, rather it's a merakah. He says when they get to a train, he's a gamma they say on the Tfil Chaderech, usually around Tfil Chaderech, a film they say parakah. Even if he's going on a parasol, that means even though he's traveling at the speed of a train, nevertheless, as long as he goes a parasol, that's machayev and filter there. Merely, even if a parasol is walking, you have to go a parasol, it's going to take you 18 minutes. It's going to take you 72 minutes, actually. Mill takes you 18 minutes. As opposed to in a car, it might take you 2.5 minutes. Nevertheless, each one, for the thing, it takes filter there, going the amount of a parasol. Now, says the Hilul Ravid, that if you're traveling from city to city, it's not if you'd be going two parsecs. Because as soon if you're going if you're traveling to another city, as soon as you if you're only going one parsec, so then you're always picked a parsec of the city that you're gonna be arriving at. That's if you're going two parsecs, then you have a hand in so that you're gonna be not within a parsec of the city you left, but not within a parsec of the city that you're coming to. Now, Bechlel, this din of parasol, Zafka, there's no Zakana to Tesh parasol. There's Zakana Tesh parasol, then you say, even if it's Tesh parasol. Now, if we look at the Tzilah of Zafka, he declares the din of Tzilah Sadarach. He says, this Tzilah Sadarach, what were they in the Zakana for? Was the Zafka in the Sukkot for Listen of Achayat, right? And the Mele, we say, you're not supposed to say Tesh a parasol because parasol come up from here is not a Mokum that a Zakana for Listen of Achayat, right? Or is it something for everything? All that Zakana, hold me in a Quranic, I'm a Zakana for Listen of Achayat. And then the Mela, with regard to people that travel by a train, he's talking about. If you're only out system chayav toyev, then the fire on the train you wouldn't say. But if it's not system chayav toyev, there's other stuff on it, then you say, not only would you say it on the train, you say any time on the fire. You say it as soon as you get from the train, even if he's going less on the fire. Because the same takana that he's going to have after the fire, so he has even then a fire. Kinir nechel kubazeh apaiskim, Rishem Azam Mitzakla holds that they were only mitzakim for listen to chayav toyev. And the Mele, if you're not going to have a symptom list of Chayav Toyev, they don't say it's a car accident. There will be a car accident, Rechman Ritzvan. It could happen that it could, such a thing can happen. It's just as common to happen even when it's in the city. And we don't find a Chazal and Mitzakah such a thing in the city. It's only a Tfilah, people that go under there. The Mele, we can't be Mitzakah and all the Tfilahs. If a person is going to be Mechuyev in Tfilah Tadarek, he's going in a place which is going to be a more than a part from a Yishuv. So I'll say, Din of Ritzvan Chayav Toyev, say we're Mitzakah to say Tfilah Tadarek. Then you could be careful, he says, and say, also, they know some Mitzvahs, they're also Rahmanistan and other things. It's also Nechol and Nechomine Peronis, sometimes it's only Kerem. You wouldn't have to say something specific. But he owns the Taka and Nechonami, the only time they're going to be Mechuyiv is Dafka to listen to Mechayat Torah. To be Mechuyiv, I'll listen to Mechayat Torah. There are others, though, seems to say not that way. They understood that Yerel brings down the Chazanish, passing that you would. Even if you're going from city to city, this house is along the entire way. It says Chay Noam the Chazanish, that he would say Tzilta there. Reiti Shinoam the Chazanish, that he would say Tzilta there. So you should start on it. Better than the actual traveling.
You have to start on it.
Even 35 times. What? Once you're mechuyev to say it out of the din that the chazal misakin. So he would say it. Rishon Zalman would say it when you go past Arab villages. He didn't consider that a mokum dishuk. And he said fire song. And maybe let's consider with the mechayev story. And you have that same chash. Maybe that's what he would say. And once the person has to say with that, he could add it to say it even earlier. 100%. So Rav Shach brought down Halitha Shlomer that Rav Shach had an interesting shayla. He asked Rav Shlomer Zalman. He says what he's knowing to do when he goes from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim is after he uses the Beis HaKavir, he waits to say Asher Yotzar till he's going to go on the way. That way he can be Matmech in Shil Sadar to Asher Yotzar. He wants to know if that's the right thing he's asked to do. Is it better to say Asher Yotzar right away after he comes out of the bathroom? Or is it better that he should wait to be actually able to have a bracha to Sahaba? That's the effect of Shach to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Rosh Hashanah Zalman answered him and he said, I don't even say to go to there when I go from Yishmael to Nehra. And this Kama Taimim, it says, it brings down Rosh Hashanah Kama Taimim, why he held that you don't have to say to go to there. It was Bechal, up to Sakana. So then, the Sakana even in the city. They won't be signing to Shachar. And Bechal, he says, it can be, since there's traffic, there's cars going the entire way from Yishmael to Nehra. There's always cars. With Kilu, you're one Shaira, one caravan of cars. And the Kilu has half of them are still from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. I mean, Kilu is that part of them didn't even leave the city. Your whole in economy, according to that, I'm Safon Gampi. The Khoi got the same thing? 100%? According to that, it's far. No. I remember when I traveled down, I went once down south to Mitzvah Ramon. It was the only car. At 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it was the only car on the street. None. Zero. No, it's not that uncommon to go out. There's no cities, there's no... What? Yeah. Kvishabika is also very often. There's during the day, there's plenty of cars. What's that? I think they passed him from Beitar. The Meridas of Beitar passed him to say, "You say Tzilta there from Beitar with the Shem Hashem." Because you pass through the Arab. It depends. There's two ways to go from Beitar to Yerushalayim. You go either the quick way to Gilo, you pass by Arab. You go the long way through Beitar. On the Mirbas, they say Tzilta there with Shem Hashem when they go through the Arabs, which is much quicker. 7-8 minutes to Yerushalayim, or the longer way takes about 25 minutes, half an hour to Yerushalayim. During Karim, they're the same without Shem Hashem. No, praise Hashem Hashem. The Mokum Sakana. The Mokum Sakana. It must be that there's an issue. I mean, at the beginning, there for sure is, and in Karim, there is to a certain extent. Yerushalayim is not a miracle of a meal. La Halacha, what to do with Ma'isa? It depends on what your person says. The answer Berkowitz, what he says. He says that when you're going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, so after the turn off to Beit Shemesh, there is, if you're going from Yerushalayim towards Bnei Brak, after the turn off towards Beit Shemesh, then you have a certain amount of a stretch of highway that you're not within a parsa of a different city, and you can say it then. That's to say it after you get to Beit Shemesh. According to that. Even those places in the Al-Khara that hold, interesting thing he told me in the Stifler, he says that the Stifler says that if you're going to end up having a thief to say later on, you can even say it, Pechayir. As soon as you get into your car, you can say it. Even if you're still in the city. As soon as you're going to have a thief to say it later on, so maybe you can say it even already now. Since it's Lamaisa Makhon Sakana, they weren't Mitzakim to say it out to Makhon Sakana. They're Mitzakim to say it only once you have a thief later on, you left the city and you're not going to take fire from the city. But once you can have that here, then you can say it even now, since there's outside coming. Now, even in places that hold that you don't say it in a regular case of driving, however, Shem Zalman says that if you're going in a plane, you do say it. He says you only say it once you get, you're high enough that if you fall out of the plane, it's a sakana. It's a few seconds after you pull off the ground. Most people say, first of all, if you can say it on the way to the airport, that's the best. However, if you're in Queens and going to JFK or whatever it is, so you can't say it on the right day, of course. So I think Yaakov says to say, you know, other places you need to say when you're on the tarmac, when you're going down the runway before takeoff. Brookwood said also you say it on the plane. This is all not like the Ragachar. The Ragachar wants to be Madaik, that there's no din of a Zerah in the Avir. There's Yosem Baderech Yam. We find Derech in the Yam. We find Derech on the ground. But we don't find Derech in the air. Geboyt on a Gemara in Chulin. By Shlach HaKeh.
How
do you know
that Egypt stayed on the plane?
So I think, I presume because the din that you're, when you're out of a parsa. When you're out of a parsa, so then you could say, then you have the Yechidus to say the way that Chazal is Mesakin Lechatchila. You're Mesakin Lechatchila. You're Mesakin. So I don't know if you have to be a parsa in the area. You have to be a parsa out of the city. So as soon as... Yes, so I don't know what that hagdara is. I wasn't sure that hagdara is. The Chor reported to him 100%. I wasn't even sure if Yerushalayim was Zalman why you should be saying it, Bechlal. Ken Zayin. If it's not, unless that you considered a parsa out of the... I don't know. What's the matter? Back to Hashem. Okay, we'll get up there in a minute. That's what he's asking? He would say it.
So wait, Rav Shalom said between New York...
Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak and Nassau.
Okay, so then he was calling on Robert Woods as a kingdom
No. He also has different time and also that is considered one Shaira. This car is going all the way. He never left the city, so since there's one group of cars leaving, there's traffic always going from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. If you guys have one group of cars, a part of when you get to that, but it says that when he went through the Arabs, was written in Tavshim Mem Hei. It says the Arabs are our enemies at this time. They're our enemies. You take what?
Route
8? Route 8. According to Sefer Tzvar and Hanan? 100%? According to Sefer Tzvar, true. Say, what that would be Sefer Tzvar. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not being chiddush. The answer is not a chiddush. If you hold that they're only mistaken for certain cases of going out of there, whatever it is, there's a Mokum Takana. I don't know if you have a din of still being in Yerushalayim. You don't have still being in Yerushalayim. As the din of fields are there, if you have a din of Yisir min ha'ir, it's not considered that you're Yisir min ha'ir. But you're still a ma'isa not in the city, that's Mukav Chomim. At the end of the day, whichever way you slice it. That's been a gear to fields are there. The last halach is our nifas of Yisamejish Baal. It's Mukav from the mission of Rura and from the Taz. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, that then when it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that he's Spavash, Yikosha Vodvar Halacha, you don't have to specifically say those words. So Yikosha Vodvar Halacha, Yitzchuk Bechaveri, it's anything. So Yomer, Atametor, Atametome, Vayamotor Asa, Atamotor, all these things that the Shayyus of the Bracha, it's the Kavana of behind the Bracha that is what's in Davin. Everybody can say, don't Sprach. Mela, the fact that he brings down the Taz, it says it's totally different Lashon than the Gemara, can you resist the Afka? The gather of the bracha, the chiyuv for this bracha, Mishnah Berurah passes that it's taka mechuyev. You bring down from the Pirush Mishnah to the Rambam that tefilas eilu chayvahim. There are those that many that are not makpid to say it. Could be that they're saying on the fact that the Ritva says that taka is only rishus. Mahawaim is not a chiyuv. Bichnasata beismenish mahawaim is not a chiyuv. Rather, it's a rishus. However, Mishnah Berurah la'alacha passes that it's a chiyuv. Memela one. We like to follow Mishnah Berurah, should say these tefillahs before that, before learning and after learning. All the extra psukim of backwards and forwards, I don't think you're mechuyev to say. You have to say it every day. You don't have to say it every day there. If you come on to learn throughout the day, you don't have to say it every day there, even if you stop and bring a zar and food. However, if you learn for a seder, even if you learn a night seder, or you know you might still open up a seder later on, if you're planning on stopping for now, then you can say it afterwards. I think Chaim Sinevsky says that he wouldn't say it again when you start your tefillah the next time. After you finish your tefillah, you're going to end the tefillah. But you wouldn't say it another time, the tefillah before the limud, when you sit down for a night seder 8 hours later.
Can you say
on
Shabbos?
Can you say on Shabbos? Can you say on Shabbos? Especially if it's the Bakoshas and Ruchni, or if you can say on Shabbos, then it's for sure you're allowed to say it on Shabbos. That is for Simin Kuf Yud. A few halachas in Simin Tzadi Dalet. Just to finish up, Tadi Dalin, the halacha of being mechavin connected Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is b'mekum leisparu imo yoyimim b'chutz laaretz yachzir panam connected Eretz Yisrael. Yechavin gam Yerushalayim l'mikdash shebizkot shekadosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzolayim b'sheyachzir b'libay v'rayonay kiyuru hu'aymid b'mikdash Hashem Yerushalayim b'mokot b'nish shekadosh. In other words, mashma like the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "What ain't a day bachdar is fun and bovad. It's not enough to just face that way. Ela shechavin liboy laoyse makom akodesh. You're supposed to rechavin kibul as if you're standing in the face of Hakadosh. Not just or facing Eretz Yisrael. Kibul as if from there, amamish aiming with me Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the face of Hakadosh. Now, what's the story if a person? It depends where the person is. If he's in Chutz Lars, he faces Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael faces Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim faces Mikdash. What's the law of the mindset if a person is by the face one? Where is he facing the face? Towards the face? Does he have to turn a little bit to the left towards where the finish of the Russian is? So, supposedly there are people that are makhlo on that. I asked Rav Berkowitz, he didn't seem so fond of, definitely didn't have to do such a thing. And so, there's an interesting tshuva from Ramesha Sternbach, Chela Gimel, Simulana Tess, tshuva Tzvan Havid. He says, and nowadays they have a lot of, somebody wrote a safer, and they could very well be, that the Mokom HaKadosh HaKadoshim is not under the Dome of the Rock. It's not in that thing. In between the two, Mamesh Mool, the two Mas, Mamesh Mool is the faithful. Mamesh exactly right there. They have Rayas, Rechulu, and different things, different. So those that say that the Dome of the Rock is Taka, that's Evan Shatian, that's Mokom HaKadosh HaKadoshim. Those that could read that they have Rayas nowadays, that there's Bechal, Mamesh Mokom, and can I get the Kaitel on the Rav? There's no reason to be Mitzadi if you're going to the Kaitel.
Why
don't
we
shoot it
back to that
now? Because we don't really have a finish on the Dushman. So this is the Makom HaMikdash. You know, we get the exact angle. It's, Say afterwards. With regard to the facing the direction, which direction to face, so you're really supposed to dive towards where the Arna Kodesh is. And the shaila is, what do you do if the kivun of Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim, or the Makom HaMikdash is not exactly where the Arna Kodesh is? For example, Yeshiva Smir, merely you see everybody in the main base Medrash off this land. What's halacha? Says the Mishnah Brura, Achim Yidama Noishayim in the Mitzvah Besad Doron Arna Kodesh. If you're on the south of the Arna Kodesh, everybody that's to the right of the Arna Kodesh, Lo Yachakim, you should not be Mitzadik, She'ozi Anirik, Ahayzik, Ahayrek, Ve'leifan, Tzad Arna Kodesh. And if a person, if you're on the left side of the base measures, maybe that's why the left side of the arm is much bigger in the mirror than the right side. If you're on the left side, so you can face towards the arm of Kodesh, you're going to the end of the left. And you can face towards the Makom HaMikdash. However, if you're on the right side, the chur is the problem of turning towards Yesh Lahim, the problem of chur of turning towards the Makom HaMikdash, because it's your kilo being mafana earth to the arm of Kodesh. I asked Rabbi Berkowitz what they used to do in the mirror. He was there. I asked him, he said, people did like this, people he did. I said, when did Rishiva do it? He says, Rishiva Rabchaim would down the street. But Rabinish would down towards the side. But he was also a passionate on the side of the Aron Kodesh, he was able to. He was down. What? That was not. They put that there since I came.
What?
They put that there since I came. That's not an Aron Kodesh.
It's
an Avim. The Nevi'im were inside of
that. I thought that was not a problem.
It's interesting, there's Hashem Zamanit was asked that if a certain shul, they were going to build the Arna Kodesh in the corner, they were going to knock off 10 seats of the shul, and the shul is already set up to start out with. Do they have a chiv to make the Arna Kodesh in the corner that it should be, that the Davri Mamash towards the Makom so he, that was matter, I think, at the end of the day, they should just make it to the Mizrach. Which is the exact direction you should do it to. This is very often people are makbid that poshut it's not. If any of the Aruch HaShulchan says we can't, it's hard for us to be makbid on it because they don't give us the. We get a rishayon from the government of exactly how we're supposed to make our building. Maybe we have to build accordingly. Maybe it's not always so possible to build it in the exact direction of. From the Aron HaKodesh. Pashas you're not supposed to. He plays later on. The Pashas you're not supposed to. You're supposed to go towards the Arna Kodesh. Those that want to be Mekayim is Din of Aris L'Hashkim Yadrim, Yaspin, Rechulu, Agav, as Torah Hashem Zalman says over there, he says also that Din, that you're supposed to turn to the Dharma, to the Tafan, is Dachmi when you're davening for the Ashiris, you're davening for the Tafan. It doesn't have to be the entire Shemini Esrei that you're going to the Dharma, to the Tafan. It's just at the time of the Tzvila, then you turn towards that direction. Now, there's an interesting shaila that was brought up to me last week for the first time. Rosenberg with Merz showed me the shaila. And that is that there's a neither nowadays going to get those that are faith not so close to Eretz Yisrael. For example, those that live in America and they want to face Eretz Yisrael. What is the proper direction to face when facing Eretz Yisrael? What's the shaila? The shaila is that if we face towards the east, somebody's in New York, if he looks on a globe, Eretz Yisrael is towards the east. If he faces towards the east and he travels going eastward the entire time, let's say he's on the equator. Let's say, just for argument's sake, New York is on the equator and Eretz Yisrael is on the equator. Florida is near Eretz Yisrael, it's not so far off. They're both on the equator. So if you travel along the equator the entire time, you'd be going east the entire time. Mamela, as long as you face towards the east, you'd be going east the entire time, and you'd hit Eretz Yisrael at the end of the day. So Mamela, as long as you're facing east, you're good to go. 90 degrees, 96 degrees, just more than a right angle, you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael. Mamela, that's the kivun that a person should have. However, there are those that time, that if you're traveling along the equator, you're always, since the world is on a circle, you're always bearing a little bit towards the left. Just for the mashal, he says, if you're, let's say a person is 30 feet away from the North Pole, or further than that. If a person is 30 feet away from the North Pole, and he wants to go towards the east, and he always wants, he has a compass in his hand, and he always wants to go towards the east, how is he going to end up when he goes towards the east? What's going to happen? He faces the east, he turns towards his right. 90 degrees towards his right, the North Pole is 30 feet in front of him, he turns his right and wants to go to the east. He wants his compass always to stay east. So he's always going to have to be turning to the left, 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 to the left. It will come around 180 degrees. The whole entire time he's turning towards the east. Since he's going on a round, the globe which is round on the top of the world, Mamela, turning towards the east, is always going to be turning a little bit towards the left. That being the case, if you drop the guy from the North Pole down to the New York City, also, if he wants to be going east along the equator, the entire time he's going to be going towards the left. He has to always change a little bit towards the left. So even though he started off facing exactly east, but he's slowly, slowly, slowly going to be turning towards the left. Kumtai, according to this, those are time, you face towards the east, you're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. Those are time, though, since this is the way that he's starting towards the east, if you would shoot an arrow straight from where the direction that he's facing towards Eretz Yisrael, where is it going to end up? Since you always have to turn towards the left, so it's going to end up south of Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of the Congo, if you're going to ask. Somewhere in Africa, it's going to come out that you're going to, that's where your tefillah is going to be going. Kumpes, they say, you should dive a little bit towards the north. That way, when you shoot your arrow, it will end up exactly in Eretz Yisrael. Instead of diving 96 degrees, 94 degrees, 96 degrees, just more than a right angle, towards Eretz Yisrael, rather you should dive 54 degrees, which is much more towards the north, northeast. That way, your tefillah will end up in Eretz Yisrael. La halacha l'maisa, I have nothing to say. I just heard of the shaila for the first time this week. I actually brought it to the attention of Berkowitz. I don't think that he had heard of the shaila before. He had a globe in his office. That made it a little bit easier. But La halacha, you should do, I think, exactly whatever everybody in the shul is doing, and that's the direction in the shul. If you're davening to be a chidus, the lady Miss Safina would say, Chavanis Liboy, Ma'od Shabbat Shamayim, towards Eretz Yisrael, whichever way, and have in mind that you're davening towards Eretz Yisrael.
What if the shul happens in the
wrong path? So we'll get up to the conservative temple in a minute. You know how to daven in the conservative temple?
No.
Sorry.
The shul is from
before. Yeah, the halacha is you're supposed to daven in the direction that everybody else is davening. You shouldn't daven towards a different direction.
Is the shul
could flip it around? Yes, it's no problem to flip it around.
I mean,
suppose
they did.
If they could, they should. I remember my brother-in-law went to Russia. He used to go to Russia a number of times, and they used to daven towards the east. He davened towards the mizrah, right? I mean, daven towards the mizrah. That's what Pesach says. Pesach says daven towards the mizrah. But in Russia, that's not daven towards the mizrah. That's daven towards the south, towards the dark. Really, I'm pretty sure they redid the base measures and they switched it around. I'm pretty sure that in the Miklat downstairs, there used to be a sign that said Mizrah. And somebody crossed it out or put on top of it a paper that said Myers. no din that you're supposed to do through the mitzvah. The din is you're supposed to do it through davening towards Eretz Yisrael. Agav, this din of towards Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is all brings down, but it's not specifically during Shemoneh Esrei, even by waiting the Rabbanan, which a person should be do Maidim. Usually people, often people are walking around during the Shabbat, whichever direction they have to be facing, bang, then they go down. Fastest for Maidim, they should go towards Eretz Yisrael, and also Aleinu L'Shabbat. He doesn't say that. I think I saw that Hashem Rabbi Asher. What's that? Baruch Hu. Kenzan. He was Maidim the Rabbanan. Son of Chazan, he said different din about it. The halacha of those that are traveling, davening while you're traveling, the halacha is if you could get to your daven before you travel, or daven after you travel, you should not daven while you're traveling. As we'll see in Siman Pei Tes, Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, this is the halacha that there's a little bit, Siman Pei Tes of Ches. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber even says you should daven from Aleis HaShachar, which is not the Zman, rather than davening Teich Nisiyah, while you're sitting down. If you have to daven while you're traveling, then if you could stand up, you should stand up. Mela, if you're in a plane and you could stand up, you should. However, or in your bus and you could, you should. However, if you're going to be mafriya other people, with regard to, let's say, a plane, many, many places say that you should not daven in a meeting. Brooklyn said also, don't daven in a meeting unless the entire plane is filmed. Rather, daven in your seat. If you daven in your seat, then despite the fact that you're sitting down, if you could stand up for the kriya and for the psir, then one should do that. Really, even if you're sitting in your seat, you should get up to do the maidim, get up to go back three steps, if you could. If you can, then everything can be done while you're sitting down. You can go into the aisle.
And then you just go sit down.
And then you go sit down.
And then you get back up again, go to the spot, and then walk for a second,
right. Right.
Back.
Right. According to that. If it's after this month's Tvila, then you're supposed to dive in during the Nisiyah. But if you have the Yechelis that it should still be this month's Tvila, then in the Chanami, you should only do it afterwards. Everybody's jumping off the bridge, I might as well join them. If it's not the right thing to do, it's not the right thing to do. One more person is one more person that's being mafriya. The more... The halacha is, if you've seen Pesach, it's much more that it's better to daven at home for a woman, not to be Tim of Lula Tila, than to daven at Tila, to daven at Tim of Lula Tila. The Chatzila one is not supposed to daven when he's sitting down. Not only when he's not sitting down, even when leaning, a person should not daven, like you see in Tifches. But sitting down is a shadow whether or not a person has to daven again. With the Eved, we say that you're not, you don't daven again because Tfilas Adama, people can't be Mechavim, but the Chatzila one should daven again if he sat down. For Melo, a woman is on a bus and she figures she's not going to be on the bus the next 10 minutes anyhow, and might as well hop around. She's not planning on davening a minion, so she might as well just hop around now and daven Shemoneh Esrei. The Chatzila, she should not do such a thing because the Chatzila, the din is if she daven like this, she should daven again when she gets home. If she's not going to have a time to daven, or if a person, any person is not going to have a time to daven, unless he's going to daven on the plane, on the train, on the bus, boat, on the bus, and Yechanam, he should daven Yeshiva. And he did say he should not daven again another time. However, if he doesn't, if he has time later on, then he should not daven Yeshiva. It's brought down from Shem Chaim Kinevsky, he says, let's say a guy davens on the bus, and he chaps in the middle that he's about to pass the stop. Shema Kileinu Chutzra Achim Aleinu, oh, you he says it's not a problem to get off the bus in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you don't talk. Halicha is not a heftik. Meaning, get off the bus. I'm not sure where you're going to continue Shemoneh Esrei. But if you have to go into Zvil, or you have to either wait till you get to Yeshiva, or get to Shtiblach, where you should go exactly. Beima Derech, you're scared that people are going to be mastic you. However, you're allowed to go down in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and finish up your Shemoneh Esrei. The last halacha is, if a person's traveling and he has the ability to stop off in a hotel, then he should daven in the hotel. However, if it's a goyish hotel, if there's Eiv Gechom there, there's Gilulim, Mitayot, Teivri, the Zichr shouldn't be machnas inside, he should not daven inside. And Ramosha says in a tshuva, Gimel from Chafei, that also one is not allowed to, not only specifically in the Salah, he says a person is not allowed to daven in a conservative shul. His tshuva is obviously not even talking about davening in a conservative shul. His tshuva is davening in the same building that there is a conservative shul. But there's a bunch of people that it's a mitcharet area, and they need a place to daven. So they rent it out, the conservatives rented out one of the rooms to the charedim. He says that you shouldn't do it, he says also Maratayim and other reasons. Zichr not to go. He says one of the chashas is that sometimes you're not going to have enough people, not enough room, you're going to go into the conservative room to daven, which is also to daven. The Matamati curses, Meminis, Memelo. If you have the choice of davening ala derech, or choice of davening in a conservative temple, or a reformed temple, it's better to daven ala derech than to daven in one of them. I do not have my famous for this week, because we're supposed to be yet. We're supposed to be finishing up Rishlam and Gimel Rishlam Adalat, for those that didn't see it as of yet. Then Be'ezer Hashem, in the middle of the week, a little later, then Tuesday, Be'ezer Hashem, we'd like to start the first pair.